Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is an offbeat, wacky, neo-noir mystery, and it's called Under the Silver Lake.
Starring Andrew Garfield, who was in Hacksaw Ridge. I have to say, I thought this was a depressing film, with all of its boring, graphic violence and sexuality. It's like spending maybe a week inside the mind of a paranoid schizophrenic.
I think there's a lot of truth in that statement. Filmmaker David Robert Mitchell certainly has a lot on his mind with this ambitious mindbender, and it's about a man whose beautiful neighbor goes missing, and he's paranoid, and he attempts to solve the puzzle of her disappearance, but things in Los Angeles, where he lives, just keep getting weirder and weirder. There are a lot of allusions to other films, Hitchcock, David Lynch, and others, and many of those Hollywood influences are very apparent in this very ambiguous thriller, but to my way of thinking, it just had way too many ideas for its own good.
What I found interesting is that Andrew Garfield was beginning to look like Tony Perkins in Psycho. And I thought, what a transition. I mean, he really looks kind of like him. It also reminded me of the, for comic book fans, which I know a little about, R. Crumb. You fans of his may like this film. But it was too much of a mystery and not fun.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. I think that there's a lot of real talent on display in this movie.
Yes, atmosphere for sure.
Absolutely. And I was never bored, but it was overlong, and it just didn't have the payoff that you had hoped for. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.